It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Marijuana prosecutions have decreased since legalization in Colorado, but the decline isn't spread equally across all ethnic groups. CPR's Allison Sherry has more on a new report from the state on the impact of legal marijuana.
Between 2012 and 2019, the total number of marijuana arrests decreased by 68% statewide, and court filings also fell. But the arrest rates among blacks was more than double than whites for all types of marijuana charges. The report, produced by the State Department of Public Safety, looked at health, wellness, and crime statistics since retail marijuana became, for all intents and purposes, widely available in Colorado. Officials also found no significant difference in marijuana use among middle and high schoolers since 2012. And the rate of juvenile arrests for marijuana also fell. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Colorado has 2,700 licensed marijuana businesses, which generated more than $387 million in tax revenue in 2020. Visitors are coming back to downtown Denver, but the All-Star Game was not the biggest draw this month. CPR Sarah Mulholland has more.
The Downtown Denver Partnership says more than 250,000 people were in the area daily on the Friday and Saturday before the July 4th holiday. Those were the busiest days of the month. On the day of the All-Star Game, there were 230,000 people. The drop-off during the big game might seem surprising given all the fanfare, but Britt Deal of the Downtown Denver Partnership says the numbers are encouraging.
People are returning downtown. They're remembering what they love so much about what a city has to offer them, whether it's over 4th of July weekend, whether it's during the MLB All-Star Game festivities, or whether it's just a normal weekend downtown.
Before the pandemic, about 250,000 people visited downtown on average for the month of July. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Colorado is spending more than $100 million in state and federal money to make sure more people can connect to the internet. State Senator Jeff Bridges, who worked to set up the program, says the pandemic made it clear that affordability is a factor in closing the digital divide. The state's Broadband Advisory Board says a main focus is digital equity, the idea that everyone should be able to connect to fully participate in society. This is CPR News.